Welcome to the Kitchen Counter Podcast, episode 145. Let's cook pork fried rice. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for downloading and listening to this episode of the show. I'm Roger, your host, and this is the podcast that's all about home cooking, getting in the kitchen, learning new things, having fun, all that kind of stuff. Super excited you're here with me today because I am bringing you another one of my live cooking episodes where I cook a recipe beginning to end, unedited, that basically you can listen along as I cook. And today we're going to be making pork fried rice. We're going to get to that in just a second. I want to mention, though, if you need the show notes for this episode, and particularly if you're after the recipe that I'm going to cook in just a few minutes, you want to head over to kitchencounterpodcast.com/145. That will get you to the show notes and the recipe for pork fried rice. So after you listen through, if you didn't have time to write everything down, and even if you did, you'll get a good accounting of everything I did in that recipe, including the ingredients and the steps, over at the kitchencounterpodcast.com/145. Also, if you want to reach out to me, you can send me an email over to feedback@kitchencounterpodcast.com just to say hi, ask a question about the show or something you heard on one of the episodes, or have an idea about something you want me to talk about in an upcoming episode. I would love to hear from you. Again, feedback@kitchencounterpodcast.com. All right, folks, I'm going to keep the preamble here real short and sweet because I want to jump right into this Let's Cook episode. All right, here it comes. Enjoy. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Kitchen Counter Podcast. I'm in the kitchen today for another Let's Cook episode. And today, as you may have already heard or figured out, we're going to be making fried rice. I think fried rice is a relatively easy dish. It's a dish I think most home cooks should know how to make because it's so versatile and you can put all sorts of different ingredients into a fried rice. It's good for using up leftover ingredients, leftover veggies and things like that. So it's something that you should have in your toolkit as a home cook, I think. And today we're going to be making kind of a traditional is not the word I'm looking for, but a typical pork fried rice that you might get from your local Chinese takeout place. Except we're going to make it from ingredients we have here at home in our own kitchen. And I promise you, it's going to be way, 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 way better than the stuff you get at the Chinese restaurant. Usually restaurant cooked food, sometimes it's tough to replicate at home with the same, you know, you don't love it quite as much as it was in the restaurant. But I'm telling you, this fried rice recipe is lights out. It's fantastic. So that's what we're going to make today. And this is a Let's Cook episode. So remember, I'm going to cook it in real time. I'm not going to edit anything out. And by the time we're done with the episode, we will be done with our fried rice. So you can listen right along as I cook it. And I will put the recipe and any other show notes over on thekitchencounterpodcast.com. I don't know the number off the top of my head, but other Roger already told you about that, I'm sure, at the beginning of the episode. Okay. So let me go through the equipment and the ingredients list. So for equipment, I have a 12-inch stainless steel skillet that I'm going to be using. I'm in between woks right now, or I probably would use a wok, but totally not necessary. A skillet works fine. I'm going with stainless steel. You can use cast iron. You can use anodized aluminum. You can use pretty much whatever you want. I would say don't use like Teflon or nonstick. You want a nice, large, high-sided skillet that you can do a lot of, you know, stirring the rice around. I have a spoon here I'm going to be stirring with. And I think as far as equipment, active equipment here, that's it. There are a few things in the ingredients list that I made ahead of time that I'm not going to be making during this Let's Cook episode. But typically, I think if you're making fried rice at home, that's going to be the case anyway. Of course, we need rice. And when you're making fried rice, it's always, always a very good idea to use rice that's already cooked and cooled. So I have 4 cups of white rice that I cooked several hours ago. It's been in the fridge cooling down. So that's what you want to do. Using warm, freshly cooked rice in a fried rice doesn't work so well. It just tends to get soggy and gummy and gloppy, and it just doesn't, you don't end up with the nice fried rice where the kernels of rice are, the grains of rice are kind of distinct and visible. They just kind of glop together. The other piece that I've made ahead of time is some egg that I've scrambled. So I took a couple of eggs, scrambled them up, and cooked them in a little nonstick skillet, and I just have that in a bowl here as part of my ingredient list. So I've got everything set up for my mise en place. And remember, mise en place means everything in its place. So I've got every ingredient that I'm going to need for this recipe laid out in front of me. And let's go through those right now. So I've already mentioned 4 cups of cooked and cooled white rice, a couple of eggs that have been beaten and scrambled and cooked and just set aside here in a bowl. I'm going to be using butter to fry the rice today. You could certainly use oil, but I just like the way butter fries and tastes. So I've got 3 tablespoons of unsalted butter here, and I've got it divided up into little cubes because I'm going to use different parts of the butter at different times. We'll get into that in a minute. I've got about a cup of diced carrot. Fairly finely diced. I like to take my carrots, if you have like medium-sized carrots, and cut them in half lengthwise and cut them in half again, so you end up with something like maybe bits of carrot that are no larger than 1/4 inch in dice, and that's about 1.5 centimeters, if that helps. I've got a shallot here that I finely diced up. You could, again, also use onion. It's about 1/2 cup. I've got 1/2 cup of frozen peas. I've got somewhere between 3/4 cup and a whole cup of barbecued pork, char siu pork. That's the kind of pork that you get at the Chinese restaurant that's kind of got that red outer layer on it. You can find this in most grocery stores, and I've just finely diced that up again about the same size as the carrots. I've got a clove of garlic that I've minced finely. So those are kind of the hard ingredients. And then I have about 4 tablespoons, maybe a little less, of low sodium soy sauce. I've got about 1 teaspoon, I would say, almost, of fish sauce. I've got about 1 teaspoon of toasted sesame oil. Let's see, what else do I have? I have some sliced green onion that I'm going to use for garnish at the end. And salt and pepper, of course, for taste. I'm looking around. I think that's my ingredient list. Again, I will put the recipe in the show notes so you don't have to be frantically writing or trying to remember everything I'm saying now. The first thing we want to do, though, when we're making a fried rice, we're going to set the rice to the side here. And actually, the egg that I mentioned that's already cooked is going to kind of go in last. Okay, the first thing I want to do is I want to get the carrots cooking, and I'm going to get the shallots in there with them. And I like to start out with those two, and I'm just going to use a couple of pieces of butter here. It's probably like, I don't know, maybe 1 tablespoon of butter that I'm going to use to get those started. So I've got my skillet over medium heat right now. It's getting good and warm. I've just put the butter in. I'm going to use my mixing spoon here. I'm using a silicone spoon. I love these things for just general cooking because they're flexible. They're good for kind of scraping the bottom of pans. They don't burn and they don't damage any cookware. So I'm going to go ahead and get the butter melted, and then I'm going to add in the shallot, which you can probably hear, and the carrots. Now, it's important to get these in there, especially the carrots, because, you know, carrots in our whole ingredient list here are kind of the hardest things we're dealing with. So I need to get those in there now and cooking, sweating out and softening up a little bit. I'm just going to mix those around, let them get good and buttery. I'm going to actually add a little bit more butter into the pan. And then I'm also going to just take a pinch of salt. I'm going to go fairly light on the salt here because the recipe is going to get a big infusion of sodium when we hit it with even the low sodium soy sauce. I'm just giving a little sprinkle on the shallot and the carrots to help them just build a little bit of flavor. So I'm going to let those cook a little bit here in the skillet. And you're going to want to stir these occasionally, and we're going to let these cook. You know, we want the carrots to get a little bit soft. The shallots, we don't really need to worry about. If the carrots get soft, we know the shallots are going to be just fine. They're going to cook down quite a bit. Sometimes I like to use shallots instead of onions just because they tend to cook down a little bit more. You know, if you can cook a shallot to where it's almost cooked out and disintegrates almost in the final dish. Sometimes I kind of like that, but it still adds a lot of flavor to the dish. Like I said, you could certainly use finely diced yellow or white onion and you'll be just fine. But I'm going to get these veggies in first, let them cook. I'm going to add the peas a little bit later. I like to use frozen peas, but they cook super, super fast. So if I put them in too early, they just kind of get really overcooked and shrivelly, and they're going to do that a little bit anyway, but they don't need a lot of time in the pan with everything else. I mentioned, you know, fried rice is a dish you can put all sorts of yummy stuff into, and you don't necessarily need to follow this recipe exactly. Whatever veggies you have that you want to put into a fried rice, feel free. Like I said, I'm making kind of something you might typically find at a Chinese restaurant. And, you know, with the carrots and the peas and things like that. Just keep in mind you want to treat your vegetables kind of depending on how hard they are, meaning how much they have to cook before they soften. So carrots, if you're putting any other hard types of vegetables in your fried rice, you want to get them cooked up right away. And if they're already cooked, that's fine too. If your veggies are kind of pre-cooked, they're already soft to the bite, you don't need to spend as much time with them in the pan. I'm just giving these carrots and shallots a little bit of a stir. Shouldn't be too long, and they'll start taking on a little bit of color. The shallots are already kind of becoming colored from the butter. Butter, when you saute and fry in butter, you tend to get a little bit more color, I find, on your veggies. All right, so those are still working. I want to talk a little bit about the barbecue pork because that's going to go in next here in a second. Again, sort of paying homage to what you might get at your typical Chinese takeout place. I love this kind of char siu style roasted pork. You can use whatever protein you want. In fact, you don't have to use any protein if you want. But whatever protein you end up using, you need to make sure that it's cooked ahead of time. So if you wanted to use diced bacon or diced ham instead of this char siu style barbecue pork, that's totally fine. Just make sure it's cooked, you know, before it goes into the skillet. Same, you could fry up a pork chop and then dice that up and put it in. You could put diced cooked chicken into these. You could even do like ground chicken or ground pork or even ground beef that's been cooked and crumbled. You could sprinkle in here as well. And seafood, of course, too. Shrimp is a fantastic addition for a fried rice. You can really hear the veggies going to work here in the pan. You can tell my carrots aren't quite there yet. So we're just going to let them work for a minute longer. And then I'm going to go ahead and add in this barbecued pork. If you don't want to use meat or seafood, but you still want to get, you know, that kind of meaty umami flavor, I've said it many times before, but mushrooms are a really great way to achieve that. You could finely dice up some shiitake or portobello mushrooms, and you could even put those into your fried rice. And in fact, in a minute, when I talk about the fish sauce, actually, I can talk about it right now. The fish sauce that I'm going to be using, if you don't want to use fish sauce or an oyster sauce or something like that, you can certainly omit it. But you could also kind of get the same effect if you take some, say, dried shiitake mushrooms and simmer them in a little bit of water for a few minutes to kind of draw out the flavor into the water. You can actually use that liquid in place of like a fish sauce or an oyster sauce. Now, fish sauce is much more common in Thai and Vietnamese cuisine. It's not really used all that often in different Chinese cuisines, at least not that I'm familiar with. So this fried rice, because I'm using a fish sauce, it reminds me, there's a little place when I worked in Tualatin, which is a town in Oregon, just south of, on the south side of the Portland metro area. There was a little Vietnamese restaurant there run by a family. And I love the fried rice there because it had sort of this funky tang to it. Just a real mild. It's not even, really not even noticeable if somebody wouldn't have pointed it out to you. But it's kind of the effect of the fish sauce. If you want more of a traditional Chinese fried rice, traditional in the restaurant Chinese style sense, then an oyster sauce might be more up your alley. But I like the fish sauce. It's made basically from anchovies. And it's got an aroma. That's why you don't use a whole heck of a lot. Just like I said, maybe a half to maybe a full teaspoon. You don't need much, but it adds so much dimension and so much savoriness to the fried rice. Okay, I think my veggies are about ready. In fact, I'm just going to take the tip of my knife that I cut these carrots up with and give a couple of these little pieces a poke. If the knife just kind of sinks right into it without much effort, then they're about ready. And they're about there. So I'm going to go ahead and add the barbecue pork. Now this is pre-cooked. Like I said, I just want to kind of mix it in and get a little bit of some heat on it and maybe a little bit of color from the pan on it. Mix those around a little bit. Sorry, I forgot to talk there for a minute. I was so into stirring this beautiful skillet full of carrots and barbecue pork and shallots around. And already that pork is starting to cook up a little bit, so we're in good shape there. So now, what I want to do is actually I'm going to add my garlic in as well, my minced garlic. Give that just a little bit of time to cook up. Then basically what I'm going to do is drop my peas in here and just give them like 15 or 20 seconds to get going. And then we're going to add the rice and the other ingredients. And you know what I love about fried rice too? If you don't factor in the time you took ahead of time to make the white rice itself, this is really an easy weeknight dinner. This can be ready to go in 15, 20 minutes if you're focused and not yakking it up like I am here. But okay, so what I'm doing in my skillet is I'm pushing all everything that's in there, the shallots, the pork, the carrots, sort of over to one side, and I'm opening up as much space in the skillet as I can, because what I want to do next is get the rice in there. So I'm going to put the rest of my butter, the 2 or so tablespoons of butter that I had left, that's going in the skillet. I'll let that melt real quick, and then I'm basically going to drop in the 4 cups of cooked rice that I've got ready to go that I've had in the fridge for a couple hours that have cooled down nicely. When I put the rice in, I'm also going to add the soy sauce and the fish sauce. So I just said I was going to do it. I forgot to do it. I dropped the peas in just now. Like I said, they don't need a lot of love. They're going to cook up super fast. My butter is melted. I'm going to go ahead and put the rice in. Of course, the rice comes out in the shape of the bowl that it was in the fridge in, so you got to do a little bit of work here. I like to break it up as much as I can. It doesn't have to be perfect, but you don't want like one big brick of cold rice for starters. Okay, and as soon as I kind of get it broken apart, I'm going to go ahead and put in my soy sauce. Again, I mentioned I'm using low sodium. It's Kikkoman brand low sodium soy sauce. And the fish sauce, which I think is just under a teaspoon. Now that is in the rice, and I'm going to just start mixing everything together. So I'm mixing the veggies and the pork back in with the rice, and I'm kind of just breaking up the clumps of rice as I do it. And I'm going to give it a bit of a mix here at the beginning, and then I'm going to cook the rice for maybe 4 or 5 minutes. And I'm going to stir it occasionally, but I want to give it a good stir at the beginning just to kind of get all of the soy sauce and a little bit of fish sauce and the veggies and the pork and everything distributed throughout. And the rice, which was nice and bright white when it went in, is now taken on sort of a bit of a tannish color from the sauces and the butter in the pan. It looks really good. Okay, I'm going to let that mix it up there, and then I'm going to let that sit for a minute or so and start to fry, and then we'll stir it in a second. I've mentioned this is white rice. You can use brown rice, certainly, that's been pre-cooked as well. That's not a problem. Just make sure you cook it ahead of time like this and then put it in the fridge to cool it down. If you're making rice for some other application, and you plan on making fried rice the next day, that's the best time. Just make a double batch of rice or a larger batch of rice, and then it'll be nice and chilled by the next day when you go to make this. And this recipe calls for 4 cups of cooked white rice. That's about a cup and a half of uncooked rice will get you there. You might have a little bit of leftover, but that's about the right proportion to get 4 cups of cooked rice. I'm going to go ahead and just give this a couple of grinds of black pepper. It's because I'm a nut for black pepper. I'm going to ease off on the salt until the very end when I give it a final taste to see if it needs a little bit more. The sesame oil, the toasted sesame oil, I'm going to use that as sort of a finishing oil after I take all of this off the heat. Go ahead and give this another stir. I don't want anything scorching and sticking to the bottom necessarily, so I'm just going to take my spoon and sort of turn it backwards and run it along the bottom of my skillet. You know, another thing I did with the rice, I should mention, that I like to do almost every time I cook rice, unless I just want a very pure, neutral, you know, flavorless might be the wrong word, but very neutral rice. I like to cook my rice with stock, whether it's vegetable stock or chicken stock, whether it's all stock or part stock, part water, it just adds more flavor to your rice. And I really love to do that, especially if I'm going to be making fried rice, because it just gives the rice this underlying layer of savoriness that you don't get with just plain white rice that's been cooked in water with a little bit of salt. So already this is just looking fantastic. If you're a real salt fiend, you know, you could use regular strength soy sauce. You could put in a little bit more soy sauce. Just go easy at first, this first wave, because you cannot take that flavor out and the sodium out once you get it in here. So you want to always add less than you think you need at first so you don't knock yourself out with the salt. Giving it some stirs and let it cook a little bit more. The thing with stainless steel, you know, it's not nonstick. It sticks. And when you're frying or sauteing things in it, you will oftentimes get what's called a fond, right? That's kind of the brown cooked on bits of food that stay in the bottom of the pan. It can oftentimes add a lot of flavor to your cooking. And it's a reaction that you don't typically get if you're using like hard anodized aluminum cookware, because there's just not enough stick and the food can't make that connection with the cookware surface to start, you know, sticking basically. So you have to be careful when you're working with stainless steel. If you leave it for too long, you'll have rice that will start to really stick to the bottom of the pan, and you'll get kind of a film, which isn't a terrible thing. I've already got a little bit of a film going on in the bottom of my fried rice pan. but you just have to be careful. I'm going to add the egg here in a second. Some folks will have not even cooked the egg yet, and they'll just make a little well in the middle of their skillet. You know, they'll move all the rice around so there's a little bare spot, and then they'll just pour the egg in and kind of scramble the egg right up in there on demand. But again, because I'm using stainless steel, I don't really want the egg just to kind of film up and stick all over it. I could do it, but I just like my egg cooked before it goes in my fried rice because I just feel like it distributes much more nicely, and you don't end up with almost invisible egg, which is what will happen oftentimes in a fried rice if you just cook it straight in there. It just kind of sticks to the grains of rice, and you don't have these nice pillowy egg-colored, you know, bits of yumminess. I'm going to taste this real quick. The rice is probably about done. I haven't been watching the time because I've been talking, but I think we're pretty close here. It is good, but it does actually need a little bit of salt, believe it or not. It's a little bit on the bland side of the spectrum. So I'm just going to put a pinch of salt in. I might hit it with a little bit more low-sodium soy sauce, just another quick drizzle just to boost that flavor a bit. Give it a quick stir to incorporate that. Okay, so I think we're about done with the fried rice. I'm going to go ahead and mix the egg in to it that I cooked earlier. Kind of break that up into smaller pieces. Stir it in. The egg in a fried rice is like probably my favorite part, to be honest with you. There's something just rich and creamy about the egg bites that you get that contrasts so well with sort of the salty, savory rest of the rice. Okay. All right, so my fried rice is about done. It was that easy. Probably took longer on this episode than it normally would because I was kind of talking and explaining and probably losing track of time, to be honest. But I'm going to go ahead, give it one last stir. I'm going to remove it from the heat. Actually, that wasn't my last stir. I totally lied. I'm going to take this sesame oil. And again, this is a very little bit. I don't want my rice to end up greasy and oily. And I'm just going to drizzle it on less than a teaspoon of that. And then I'm going to give it one more stir, and that's just going to be a great, great finishing flavor. Oh, I can smell it. The kitchen smells outrageously good between that sesame oil and the veggies that we've kind of cooked up really nice and the soy sauce. It's just, this is a picture perfect fried rice. If you want, you can make it real pretty and garnish it maybe with some sliced green onion, just for looks, and then you're ready to rock and roll. This is a lot of fried rice. It does store pretty well in the fridge overnight, but you know, I'd be shocked if two or three of you don't put this whole darn thing away because it is that good. All right, everybody. Once again, I will put the recipe on the website over at kitchencounterpodcast.com. You'll have heard the episode number earlier. I'll repeat it at the end of the show as well. So you get the recipe lists and any other thing I might have mentioned that will be of interest. So I hope you enjoyed this Let's Cook episode. I hope it inspires you to give fried rice a try if you haven't already. Like I said, I think it's a really important dish for a home cook to get familiar with because you can do just about anything you want with it. Well, I hope you enjoyed that live cooking episode of pork fried rice. As I mentioned when I was cooking, you know, this is a great recipe for every home cook to try and you know, get comfortable making because it's versatile and you can branch off in a lot of ways with a lot of different ingredients with this particular recipe. And once again, if you need the recipe itself, you can head over to the show notes at kitchencounterpodcast.com/145. And I will have the recipe for basic pork fried rice there for you, waiting and ready to go. Also, again, if you'd like to get a hold of me, you can send me an email over to feedback@kitchencounterpodcast.com. Would love to hear from you, whether you have a question about the show or ideas for upcoming topics or questions you want me to cover on the show. And I didn't mention it at the beginning, but you know, we also have a Facebook group that if you're into Facebook and you're into community, I really recommend you check out. And you can find that easy enough over at Facebook, over at kitchencounterpodcast.com/group. That will take you over to the page for the Facebook group where you can request to join. It's a closed community. It's not a huge, massive community, but we have really, really awesome people there. And we're always happy to answer questions and share pictures of our good food and give each other advice and feedback and all that sort of stuff. So go check that out if you're interested. And you know what? That's going to do it for another episode of the show. So thanks once again for joining me for this live cooking episode. I really like the live cooking episodes, and I am planning on doing more in the future. And there might be some where it's kind of a hybrid, where I do a lot of the recording in the kitchen while I'm cooking, but the recipe might be, you know, a little longer or a little more complicated, and it's not something I can necessarily complete end-to-end in 20 or 30 minutes. So we'll see how that goes. I have some recipes where I'm considering doing every component from scratch and sort of recording episodes based around that. So we'll see how that goes in the future. Otherwise, thank you once again for joining me. I am Roger with the Kitchen Counter Podcast. And until I drop another episode, happy cooking.